When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 12th edition. 8 games on tap for you tonight. Fun Tuesday we had there. The Angels woke up late. Coors was Coors thanks to some bad closers. Presley blows another one for the Astros. Just whatever you could think of. The Orioles offense, I said sneaky, sneaky yesterday. They come through in a big, big way. Dylan Bundy is legit, folks. Absolutely filthy again, shutting down a pretty good A's offense. So lots of good stuff on Tuesday, but we have Wednesday. There's a couple day games early. There's about 3 or 4 games in between the 6 to 7 o'clock hour that you can see on FanDuel, not on DraftKings, of course. But on DraftKings, we got 8 games, and it is ugly. Pitching is bad, as you would expect. We have some crazy totals. Let's talk about those real quick. Just to give you an idea where we are, we're still waiting on some totals because of some of said crappy pitching that they're still trying to figure everything out on. But Orioles, Phillies, 9.5. Twins, Brewers, 8.5. Rays, Red Sox, 8.5. Mariners, Rangers, 9. So see, we only have 4 of the 8 games right now because Rays, Red Sox, looks like it's going to be Snell versus Godley. Mariners, Rangers, Walker versus Lyles. We have Padres, Dodgers. We have Nats, Mets. The Mets are activating Walker Lockett to face the Nationals. The pitching is atrocious, absolutely atrocious. The Giants, it looks like it's going to be Shark, but we're not sure if it's Shark, so there's questions there. The Braves, they're going to have Huescar Ulloa start and pitch a few innings for the Yankees, either because of a pitch count or because the Yankees take him out of the game, one of the two. It's just going to be a wacky, wacky day around baseball. And then to make it better, just even better, and this is my sarcasm for 5:44 Pacific time, is Baltimore-Philadelphia, 20-25% chances of rain. Atlanta-New York Yankees, 15-20% chances of rain. Washington-New York Mets, 10-15% chances of rain. So if you're good with geography, the Northeast is getting wet, it looks like. So keep an eye on that. It looks like it kind of dies out towards game time or maybe a late start. We get most of these games in. We'll see how they play things out. But just keep that in mind as well. We might be losing a few ball games just to make things even more fun. But let's get into it. This will be a quickie today because pitching is this bad. We don't have a ton to talk about. You have one guy over 10K. You have 4 guys over 9K. I'm using 2 guys over these 9K range. First being Zach Greinke, 10-3. He hasn't shown that ceiling game yet. He's improved every game. That's a positive. Went out 6 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts against the A's his last time out. Sad that 5 is the best he's done strikeout-wise all year. He's only had 84 pitches. He has 83 the start before. So he threw 5 2/3 and 6 innings his last 2 starts, 83 and 84 pitches. And I only bring that up because we're trying to still, at this era of this crazy COVID season, trying to get pitchers that pitch deeper into ballgames. It's crazy to think that we're still not there yet. But Greinke's always been a perennial, I'm going to slowly ramp things up guy in the minors that are in spring training. It's always been Greinke. And since he didn't really have a spring training, he's doing it now. So we have to hope he gets to 90 pitches, maybe more. Maybe he has let loose today. We've seen Greinke do that in the past. He said, screw it, I'm good. And maybe that's what he gets going today. He's in a great matchup against the Giants. We can't hide that enough. Giants team that has a 298 wOBA and a 138 ISO with a 22.5% strikeout rate versus righties this year. Very, very strong stuff there. Lefty's hitting 254, righties 271 versus Greinke. So it's not that he's pitching bad. He's just not going deep into games. He's not striking out a ton of guys right now. But the strikeout rate's improved each game. Velocity's slowly coming up each game. This is Greinke spring training every single year. And then when we talk about him, like in preseason fantasy, like bench with Bubba and other things, we talk season long. Greinke, all of a sudden, once he clicks, he's one of the most stable, steady Eddie guys out there. 6 to 7 innings. He's going to give you quality start after quality start, some gems, a couple blow-ups here and there. He's going to get you decent strikeouts. Ratios will be fine. That's Zach Greinke. So in a slate like this, I know 10-3 might, you know, get off a little odd here. He's a great spot versus the Giants, a Giants team that if it wasn't for them blowing up on that Astros bullpen last night and the night before, they really wouldn't have scored much at all this whole series. So the starters have locked him down. Look for them to lock them down again. Greinke at 10-3, definitely in play. Julio Urias, you can go there versus San Diego. There's a lot of ways to go bats tonight. The Padres bats are sneaky nice because they do crush lefties this season. So that's something to keep in mind. They have a 326 WOBA and a 225 ISO versus lefties this year. Urias showing some reverse splits, 287 lefties, 252 righties. So if you want to go Urias in a GPP, sure, not going there. Blake Snell, interesting play. If he was a full go, he'd be the top play tonight, but he's not. He did go five innings last time. That was very positive. Five innings, five Ks for 59 pitches for 15.6 points. He said his goal is to get to the fifth inning today. He got to the third inning last time. His goal is to get to the fifth inning. I have goals in life, but I usually strive for higher than five, but maybe that's where he's at right now. The Red Sox, 347 WOBA, 192 ISO versus lefties, not bad. Lefties hitting 355, righties 293 off Snell. In a GPP, you can go at Snell at 94. I totally get it, because if he sneaks in five innings, he can get some strikeouts. Almost a 22% K rate for the Red Sox versus left-handed pitching. You could almost get there with Snell. He could be your kind of pivot off of Greinke if you want, because there is upside in that matchup. Watch the weather. But Snell's in play, A, because this slate is that bad with pitching, and B, if he can sneak in five innings, like think the glass now start to open up the year, not the ones he's gotten shelled recently that we keep buying in on. The ones that earlier in the year where there were reports where he'd go like three innings, he ended up going like four or five, and he just struck out the world, and he got you 25, 26 points. Snell can do that. His stuff doesn't look that great right now, but he can do that. So if you want to look at Snell at 94, I can definitely understand it. Just know the risk is very, very high with him. Kenta Maeda, $9,100 at Milwaukee. Really like making some Kenta tonight. The Brew Crew are heating up. We know that. Kenta gave it three earned his last time out, but he's gone at least five innings every start, six his last two. Those are pluses. Four more Ks every start, six or more, and two of three. I guess the biggest bugaboo, like he's getting deep in games, but 80, 83, 84 pitches. So he's not having to go super, super high pitch counts. Maybe he gets up to 90 tonight, $9,100 though against the Brew Crew. Is a good spot. A Brewers team with a 290 WOBA and a 129 ISO versus righties, and more importantly, a near 30% strikeout rate to right-handed pitching. That is tremendous for Kenta Maeda. I'd expect more like that six strikeout night. If he goes five or six innings, big stuff there. Lefties hitting 304, righties 227 off Maeda. So Maeda at 91, I really, really enjoy that play this evening. So your top plays are your high-priced guys. You got Greinke and Maeda. If you want to save some cash, just go to Kenta Maeda. No problem there. Greinke's going to break out here sooner or later, so I see the upside. Blake Snell, if you really need to, on a slate like this, like I can see the arguments for it that will flood in after people listen or see this. Now the waters get murky. Zach Davies is $8,200. If Zach Davies was priced at Clayton Richard yesterday at 69, we'd have a discussion. 82 versus Dodgers, I'll pass. Animal Sanchez at $7,900. He's intriguing because we've seen the upside, but we've seen the blow up this year as well. The Mets offense isn't great, but it's not horrible. Animal at 79 is an interesting play, but lefty's hitting 319, righty's 298. Thing with the Mets, a 312 WOBA, about average, a .085 ISO versus right-handed pitching. That is dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And we're going to talk about bats. There's a lot of value Mets bats that I actually like tonight if you need some help here. So I think the Mets are in play, but I also think Animal Sanchez can be a GPP valuable play tonight, especially when the pivot to Anibal is right below him at Masahiro Tanaka at $7,600 against the Atlanta Braves. Pitch count up to 59 pitches last time out, five shutout innings of five Ks versus the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, see, this is where the price tag for, say, 65 to 70 pitches is okay against a Braves team that I still haven't seen a report. Maybe I missed it in the haze of last night of why Acuna was scratched. That is my bad if I missed that. But that was a last-minute kind of shocker situation there. But the Braves are hitting righties very well. 355 WOBA, 230 ISO. No qualms about that. Lefties hitting 334, righties 284 off of Tanaka. Good stuff there. Very good. But they are striking out 26.5% of the time versus righties. If Tanaka's got that splitty working, were gold. He's even said it, though, that these balls are goofy again. And when he said that a couple years ago, he started getting shelled. When he got used to the ball, things got better again. So keep an eye on Tanaka at 76. Very intriguing play there. Taiwan Walker at 68. Mendy in the chat mentioned he is sneaky. Yeah, he is because he's all or nothing. So in a GPP, if you want to go to Taiwan, that's great. If you want to stack Texas, great. Zero problem either direction because that's where we're at on the slate tonight. He definitely has that big-time upside we've seen, but tons and tons of risk. If I'm taking upside with risk tonight, though, I'm going to Zach Godley at $5,800. I'm just saying, screw it. We are punting everything. He threw four shutout innings of 3Ks against Toronto for 12 points. I'll take that. On a slate this bad, if you can give me 12-plus points for my punt pitcher, I'm in. He got shelled by the Yankees. Happens to about 80% of pitchers. I'm going to just notch that one up to go get him, Zach. And then the Mets, another four shutouts of 7Ks for 20.6. So what we're seeing is about 65 to 70 pitches. Maybe he gets stretched out even farther this time out to 75 or 80. We'll see. But $5,800 at home, weather permitting, of course, against the Tampa Bay Rays, a team that has a 298 wOBA and a 136 ISO versus righties, striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Godley is standing out a little bit to me. He's limited the hard contact this year to around 25%, a near 44% ground ball rate. I like Godley as a punt play at 58, and I'm going to end up either riding or dying with that. But at the same time, he's not going to break my bank. He's going to allow me to get bats that I can utilize, and that's why we call them punts, because he allows me all that tasty goodness. So recapping your pitching on this slate. Up top, you have Greinke, Maeda. Greinke in the cush spot versus the Giants. Cash play, play him. He's going to break out one of these days. Go get him. Maeda, very nice GPP play, even with some cash viability against the Brew Crew, with the Brew Crew's strikeout ability versus righties and just lack of pop versus them so far. It's really scary what the Brewers are doing. Snell is GPP viable. We talked about that. Snell is GPP viable. In the middle, you have Anibal Sanchez if you want to roll the dice. Otherwise, Masahiro Tanaka also in play for you. Neither make you sleep good. Good thing is you can sleep afterwards or just drink heavily. Up to you. Either options are on the table. And then last but not least, we're punting with Zach Godley. Godley is a punt. We're in 2020, folks. Get used to it. All right. Catcher's position as we go around the diamond for bats. As you can tell with how bad the pitching is, you can pretty much just pick a team and start stacking. There's about almost – okay, there's 16 games. Quick math there. I'd say there's probably an argument for 12 teams tonight you could just go with. And we'll start with JT Realmuto, $5,100 versus Wade LeBlanc. If you're going to pay up for catcher, pretty darn good. Pretty good, as they say. Lefty's hitting 357, righty's 358 versus LeBlanc. The Phillies have a 393 wOBA, 294 ISO versus lefties. Yeah, the Phillies are in play. Shocker. So Realmuto, very, very strong play there at 51. But if you want to save some cash at the position, you can slide on down as we always do. We hit that big one with Romine yesterday. That was very, very nice. But we can go down even farther, like a Chance Cisco at 36 versus Zach Eflin. Cisco has been playing much, much more versus righties. We've seen the ability of him to start getting that bat rolling of late. Lefties are at 361 off of Eflin compared to 291 by righties. So a Chance Cisco at 3,600 is a cheapie you can take a peek at tonight. Other than that, though, it's pretty bleak unless something pops on lineups that stand out as like a must play right now. Like a Wilson Ramos at 31 versus Anibal Sanchez has upside. Maybe you get the value with Nito back there for the Mets. That's someone you can look at. But strictly the rest from here on out, maybe an Austin Barnes gets the start instead of Will Smith. It's he's 2,500. That would be a value as well. So check your lineups on these. There probably will be guys on a Wednesday ending of a series to get some value on this slate. First base, though, we mentioned how lefties can hit Tanaka and can hit him a long way with that short porch and right. Freddie Freeman at 49 is in play for you. That's for sure. Yuli Gurriel, $4,600. Got a little bit of a price bump. Good to see. Good for you, Yuli. Good stuff. Luke Voit, we talk about him all the time. I've mentioned numerous times on the show the power he has versus right-handed pitching. He has reverse splits for the most part. Crushes righties. He's hitting cleanup with Stanton out last night. He went and hit a bomb, 20 DraftKings points. I have no problem with Luke Voit again tonight at $4,400 against Yanoa and in that beat-up Atlanta bullpen. This could be another huge night for the New York Yankees. And Luke Voit, if he's still hitting cleanup in there at $4,400, get you some. That's a strong spot. Eric Thames at 41. He's hitting seventh, though, and that kind of takes some of the luster out of that. But keep an eye on him. Mike Ford, I like the value here. It's kind of shocking to some To me, even a little, because Mike Tauchin was getting run before Stanton's injury. He figured he'd get more run after. With the righty on the mound, Mike Ford got the start. He's in like sixth in the lineup, put up 16 points, 2-for-4, 2 doubles. There's a lot of power with Mike Ford, a lot of power. Not quite Luke Voigt power, but pretty close. And he's a lefty as well, so he's getting his spot to shine there at the designated hitter position. And he's got some pop there at 3,800. So keep an eye on Mike Ford if you need to save some cash, which you're not going to have to everywhere tonight. But if you need to at a few places, Ford is nice savings at 38. Asdrubal Cabrera versus Lockett at 38. He's another piece as well that you can use in your lineups. And then like there's a couple of Rays like G-Man Choi and Tsutsugo are super cheap versus Godley. Just to see where they're sitting in the lineup. They have some upside for you at their spots. And that is about it at first base. Let's head to second base on this one. Jose Altuve at 53. Probably not playing that price, but DJ LeMahieu at 51. Keep stacking your Yankees. You'll figure that out by the end of this if you haven't already. That's a strong spot here. Keston here at 45 in a GPP. No problem with that. But Brandon Lau, $4,400. Had the day off yesterday. Pinch hit, RBI double, 11 more points. The dude just rakes. He's only hitting 276, but he's consistently a good ball player. Decent cash game play facing Godley and the Red Sox bullpen at 44. It's not a horrible play if you want to save a little cash from the guys up top. I like that quite a bit. If you want to save even more, though, Hanser Alberto at 4K. That Orioles offense, another good stack spot tonight. They never get appreciated. I mentioned it yesterday. I'm like, they're scrappy. They finally wore down Wheeler and they beat up the Phillies bullpen. They scored 10 freaking runs yesterday. I saw guys in the Rotoballer Slack chat that listened and stacked up and they crushed that one. So good on them. Alberto at 4K, definitely worth the look there. A few others here at second base you could look at. It's like if you get Kiki Hernandez in the lineup, he's a value. Chris Taylor, either one of them versus Davies, has a little appeal to you. And then the last guy I want to mention for now, Andrés Giménez. We mentioned him pretty much every time since he's been playing. He's playing for Cano, who's on the IL. He's second base shortstop eligible at 2,600 for the Mets. Had 10 more points last night, 10-0-22. In his last three. So for a punt at 26, he definitely brings a little to the table for you there. Third base, Bregman went deep yesterday, but you got guys like Gio Urshela at 48, Yankees. Jeff McNeil at 46 versus Anibal Sanchez is in play. Love me some Kyle Seager tonight versus Jordan Lyles at $4,500. The Mariners are another interesting play this evening as they just get ignored. And Jordan Lyles ain't that good. Lefty's hitting 366. Righty's 287 off Jordan Lyles. So keep guys like Seager in mind at 45 as the Mariners will be quite contrarian actually on the slate. Another Oriole for you, first base, third base at $4,300. Renato Nunez, 19 more points last night, 19, 3, 25, 28 in his last four. Renato Nunez, remember last year, folks, people said, oh, he's just power, can't do anything else. Right now he's hitting 321 with five homers. 321 for Mr. Renato Nunez in the middle of that sneaky, sneaky Orioles batting order. So we got to love that a little bit there. You got Manny Machado at 42, went deep yesterday. Nice contrarian Padres action tonight versus Urias. If you're going to stack him up, don't forget Machado in that one. Other than that, like there isn't a ton. Riley Ruiz at 35 if you play Nunez at first. Ruiz actually, he's averaging over 10 DK points. He had 12 more last night. He can be, if you're stacking him up, Ruiz at 35 is a nice savings to piece up in your stack. With the lefty LeBlanc going, look for Phil Gosselin to get the start for the Phillies. Hit leads off, $3,300, third base outfit eligible. Could be a punt if you're stacking Philadelphia. Not a must if you're not stacking, but if you're stacking, put him in play for you tonight. A few others for you. I mentioned Tsutsugo earlier. Other than that, really not too much at the third base position. Heading over to shortstop, you got Tatis Jr. at 55. You can definitely play him tonight if you're feeling frisky. Gleyber Torres, one of these days will get going. That's just a fact. Didi Gregorius versus a lefty, that's the way to be unique in your Philly stack at 4,300. Xander Borgwitz at 42, still pretty cheap, even though it's Blake Snell. I still think that's a cheap price tag there. Gene Segura at 38 versus LeBlanc. Cheaper piece of Philadelphia, third base shortstop eligible. Put up 18 points back-to-back nights for the fighting Phils. So maybe he's getting it going 18, 18, 0, 7, 9 in his last five. So maybe he's slowly getting it going after only hitting a .194 on the season so far. Would be nice to get Gene Segura in play for us. So maybe get that going before the price keeps going up. Other than that, Joey Wendell's 29. If you need to punt against Zach Godley, you could look that direction. And then Andrés Giménez at 26. Heading to the outfield, Aaron Judge did it again, and he's $6,300, but a phenomenal play again tonight. Like really, really strong play for you again tonight. Nelly Cruz versus the lefty Lauer at 54. We love Nelly versus a lefty. Harper went deep last night. 53 versus LeBlanc, and then that Baltimore bullpen. So don't sleep on him just because you see the lefty-lefty logo. That's a very strong spot for Harper again. Him and Nelly, strong plays at their spots there. Juan Soto at 5K. Still too cheap for Mr. Soto. Really good spot versus Lockett and the Mets bullpen. Sliding on down, like Joey Gallo versus Walker at 47. That can be nice and contrarian. I mentioned Jeff McNeil earlier in his matchup. You got guys like Brandon Lau. Mentioned him at 4,400. I can get behind that. Aaron Hicks is only 43. He was hitting in the middle of that Yankees order last night. He's going to start heating up here sooner than later, so keep an eye on him. Shinsu Chu, if you're stacking Texas at 42, worth the look. Kyle Lewis at 4,100. Only had 2 points last night. He finally let us down. But man, he's been raking. So if you want to go back to stacking Seattle, don't sleep on Lewis. Kutch had a couple knocks last night, or at least one, drove in a couple runs. Still pretty ice cold for Kutch, so I'm not running to play him yet, but keep him in mind. If you're stacking Baltimore, Anthony Santander is another big one. 16 points last night, 16, 18, 14, 15 in his last four. So he's swinging away. I got Santander, Nunez, Alberto, Ruiz, all swinging really hot sticks for the Baltimore Orioles if you're stacking that, those bad boys up. Going below 4K now, you got the likes of Mike Tauchman. If he's in the lineup at 38, he is definitely in play. Michael Conforto is only 38 versus Anibal Sanchez. That is very, very cheap. Very, very cheap for Conforto. Willie Calhoun needs to get going. He's only 37. Dylan Moore at 37 is a nice value versus Jordan Lyles. A few others here. Kyle Tucker, if he's in the lineup, especially if he's hitting higher in the lineup, at only 36 versus Cahill in the Giants bullpen, is a strong look for you there. After that, though, like A.J. Pollock, if he's leading off, sure, I can see that. Otherwise, probably not. Adam Eaton's only 3,400. He kind of looks lost at the plate, but very cheap if you're stacking Washington versus Lockett. Eaton's a nice, cheaper piece of that stack. Other than that, you have like Dominic Smith at 33 for the Mets. Austin Slater swinging a decent bat for the Giants at 33, but not running to go against Greinke if I don't have to. The Giants will be super contrarian, but that's because A, the Giants suck, and B, Zach Greinke is going to be the chalk tonight. But Brandon Nimmo at 32, that's definitely worth a look as well if you're looking for a stack. The Mets leading off most likely for the Mets at $3,200. And then mentioned Susugo at 29, and check your lineups from there. Like Kiermaier is only 28, not lighting the world on fire, but could bring you some value. All right, recapping your pitching, Greinke up top, 10-3, and Kenta Maeda at 91. Those are my two targets up there. If you want to go Blake Snell at 94, you can in a GPP. In the mid-tier, you got Anibal Sanchez, Masahiro Tanaka. I go Tanaka over Sanchez. Both have a ton of risk to them, but both can be in play tonight. Taijuan Walker is a Jekyll and Hyde, as Mendy said, so I can see the appeal if you want to go there. But I'm going to punt with Zach Godley at 5,800. And then when you're talking stacks, it's pretty cut and dry for the most part for me. You want your Yankees. That's a very, very big one for you tonight against Yanoa. You want your Yankees for sure. Tampa Bay is interesting, but I want the Phillies. I want that Baltimore-Philly game. I want the whole game. Give me all of it. Just don't rain out. 20 to 25% chance of rain. Give me Baltimore-Philly. I want it all. So that's one there. We got the Yankees we talked about. They're in play. Washington versus Lockett. I like that as well. Seattle-Texas both look very, very intriguing. Seattle a little more so than Texas, but both of those are very much on my radar if you want to stack it up. And then those Dodgers have been pretty, pretty cold. You have to imagine the breakout's coming. You have to imagine breakout's coming. But a few comments in the chat here. Yes, John Riley, anyone can hit the Phillies bullpen. So very true. James Young, morning. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Gosselin starting for the Dodgers. Urias tomorrow. Thank you for updating that because none of the sites have updated that, DB Skrilla. Good to know. So you got the righty Gosselin on the bump. That makes the Padres even more live because they're priced for the they're priced to face Urias. So like Hosmer, Cronenworth is super cheap. Let's look up Cronenworth's price real quick here on DraftKings. He's going to slide to the bottom. Cronenworth's $2,100, first base, second base eligible. So that's tremendous. I know Hosmer is usually always cheap. You use Cronenworth at first or second. Hosmer's only $3,100. So you get both of them cheap. Mejia at catcher is probably pretty cheap for you as well because they're all priced down. Mejia's $3,300. I don't know if I'm going to pay that for Mejia, but Hosmer, Cronenworth are cheap. And then it just makes guys like Tatis an even better play. Trent Grisham's really cheap. I saw that earlier. Let me get to Grish Dog. Our boy's only $3,400. So you can run to him. So DV Skrilla, good call there on Gosson starting today, Urias tomorrow. I did not see that anywhere on every site I have so far has Urias still in play. So thanks for that update. Definitely makes the Padres much more alive. That's why I love having this chat here. You guys can be a part of the show to help things out. Yes, Ronnie Hustle, Nunez is saving the season. Big, big way. And Solak's heating up. I agree. I talked about him yesterday at 4,200. He can be in play if you're stacking up the Rangers as well. So see, people, it's as easy as that. You can download and listen, as always, MLB DFS Quick Hits and give a rate and review. I appreciate that a ton. Or you can follow me on Twitter at BDintric and get all this updated info and all that fun stuff as you go. Watch the stream live here. Watch it on the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Give it a like there, a follow, all that good stuff. But this is great stuff, guys. Come join the chat when we're going live and we can make this happen. But until next time, I got to run. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 12th edition. Good luck tonight. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.